Hey everybody, Eric over here, back at a Fighting Words Channel podcast, I guess. Guess as they say, everyone gets a podcast eventually in politics, right? It ain't quite standard issue, but you know, screw it, throw my hat in the ring, huh?
What can I say, huh? I've been out here lurking in politics for long enough, I may as well actually try and contribute a little something. Man. So yeah, as a lot of people have been asking me for the last 2 or 3 months, you know, why I took a break. It's been a lot of reasons. I've had a lot going on personally, financially, all that kind of crap. I might put a PayPal link in here and, you know, go from there. If you can, that'd be badass if you could throw a tip in, but, you know. I know everyone's got a hard time, so I ain't gonna trip too hard, you know? Anyway. Look, y'all. So, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people about this recently, and it's been an issue that's kind of like, kind of got me wanting to do more stuff. Is it like, and it really sucks to even have to say this, but basically, like, for one, I'm first very, very grateful for all the people that have, like, got me to where I am right now in politics, to be able to, like, take me under their wing, give me advice, and open up their lives and talk to me. That's been super badass and everything, and I'm not going to try and, like, you know, drop anyone's personal information or be a friggin' asshole about it. But bottom line, you know, I just keep seeing, like, on both, like, the far left and the far right, you know, people being huge assholes to each other 24/7 for no good fucking reason. And it's really lame and shitty. And you know, I don't know. I just don't consider myself an asshole. I try not to be an asshole. I mean, maybe that's my simple political praxis, my simple political philosophy, don't be an asshole as much as possible. That's just how I live my life, and I'm sure people lived it that way, and most people get by without doing that, I think, in general. But in particular, you know, I see a lot of excuse-making and deflection and just outright, straight-up saying, yeah, it's cool on our side. Either explicitly, like, talks about extremist ideologies or, like, does extreme crappy tactics. If anyone who's, like, a scholar of these kind of things looks at what I'm saying, I mean, thank you. That's flattering that you think my random ass would be, you know, worth your time, but, you know, or just random people that deal with politics a lot look at what I'm saying. When I say extreme in the present context, I mean basically, like, if you're willing to basically throw representative democracy out the window for your pet economic philosophy, that's pretty extreme. If you're willing to crush dissent of any political groups that are willing to also abide within the representative democratic system, and you're willing to crush dissent, that's pretty extreme. If you're willing to give a pass or to promote terrorist tactics, that's pretty extreme. That's my general guidelines, you know, that I'm running off of right now. And I'm sure there's more comprehensive frameworks out there, but, you know, this kind of extreme ideology has come in many forms. So yeah, there's left and right versions. I could go into naming all of them, but so we got that guideline. You know, the guideline for tactics that I think are really crappy that I see a lot right now, you know. The first most obvious one, especially for the internet world, would be, like, doxing. You know, especially if you're doxing anonymous people, you know, that's pretty dodgy move. Because considering how important, you know, people's online voices are for their, you know, ability to speak freely and express their ideas, that's a pretty heinous way to go about things. Unless someone's, you know, plotting something even more heinous than that, which would be something like, say, you know, sharing personal names, addresses, phone numbers, you know, sharing sexually harassing content or something or whatever, you know, like, what do they call it? I don't know there's a name for that again. Shoot. Revenge porning somebody or threatening them or all kind of stupid crap like that, you know, for the online anons and everything. Yeah, okay, that's pretty heinous. Don't do that. And when it comes to street activism, you know, my policy with doxing is pretty much like, unless they're an extreme, explicit, like, obviously extreme is, you know, within my other guidelines there, but, like, when I say extreme in this context, I mean, like, if they're explicitly planning to do damage, that you have credible evidence they're planning to do damage to innocent people, you know, or their, like, more militant actions are planning to do, like, you know, unjustifiable acts of violence, then yeah, okay. I can give a pass to that in those contexts, but, you know, if they're just part of a political group with crappy, terrible, extremist politics, without credible evidence that they're going to act on them in an extreme, violent manner in an imminent, soon fashion, yeah, that's just shitty. Don't do that. And I've seen, like, far-right and far-left people do it in all kinds of movements and subgroups. It's really shitty. Don't do that. Yeah, I talked about unjustifiable acts of force there. Now, before we get into the whole, like, you know, before someone drops the meme on me of, well, all politics is violence, you know, I mean, sure, okay, all right, you know, political philosophy 101, you know, dude, you know, you obviously did more classes than me. I get your point, but, you know, what they really should be saying is there's politics is how we manage force between people, right? And there's different justifications for force, different frameworks for force. The framework I'm using for this particular American domestic political context is terrorism bad and excessive force bad. If I could just, you know, dial it down. And when excessive force comes in, you know, like, one thing I raised a lot of hell about this week was, like, my former Proud Boys group has really done a very bad job at a leadership level, and certain leaders have done a really crappy job at basically making it 100% unequivocally clear that, like, you know, you can't gang stomp somebody. If you like knock a dude out because he's trying to crack you in the face and you start stomping him in the dirt, that's shitty. Don't do that. And there's video of people doing that who are Proud Boys, and I've been telling people when I was in and when I got out, you guys need to curb this shit. Stop it. Don't do it. If there's investigation, you might need to get your guys a lawyer, or help them get a lawyer, because this shit is ridiculous. Yes, these Antifa cells, you know, actually, if someone's mentioned this to me, cell does have a pretty negative connotation, but when we're talking about dudes that gang stomp people, I think we can qualify that as cell, yeah. It's a pretty shit tactic, and there's a lot of Antifa groups that have been basically, like, look at the Portland and brawls recently, like, everyone's bringing out bats and knives and being assholes. People bringing more and more guns. That's, man, it's getting to a head. And I've seen people on both sides, like, I have actual professional baton training as a security guard. And yeah, like, cracking people in the head with skulls, with, like, metal bats and all kind of crazy shit, you know, drawing knives, you know, hands on guns. It's really, really out of line stuff. So, if you complain about them doing things like that, like, I remember, like, last year when like, the bike locking happened at one of the Berkeley riots, that got, like, press for freaking months. And that picture, the guy who got injured from that, the right winger, I'm not sure if the dude's politics or affiliations, but, like, that got passed around for ages. And there are plenty of dudes who've been out here, you know, metal batting people in the skull and shit. I think one, it was a Patriot Prayer affiliate who did that the other day, and now he's getting charged. Like, peeps are just not realizing how, like, dangerous this shit is. And, like, there have been Antifa people that have been catching charges. I think, the one chick from BAM, the leader from BAM out in Berkeley. Yeah, she's catching charges for her dumb shit. Or, like, you know, like, excessive, unjustifiable acts of violence. So, that's her dumbass fault. She'd been doing it. And that should have been a warning that, like, look, guys, everyone right and left needs to really rethink their street-level tactics. I've seen all the brawls and the, not all of them, but a lot of them, and it's really lame. Let's not do that. A lot of, thankfully, from what I've heard, like, the buzz that I'm hearing is a lot of guys that are out of the organization, you know, Proud Boys, have been like, yeah, the brawling culture, subculture within the group is really crappy and lame. I didn't like it then, I don't like it now, and I'm like, oh, well, that's good, nice to hear people say that. I would just urge other guys who are out to, like, you know, if we're going to, if you're still being involved in politics, to raise your voice like I'm raising mine, you know, because I think a lot of us, like me, like, I got in because I wanted to have guys that watch my back in case Antifa, you know, cracked me in the skull or some shit when I went to a Trump march or something, you know. an un-Antifa activist went full, like, went full Mao's Red Guard, trying to crack me in the skull. But obviously not all Antifa activists are Maoists, and not all militants are, you know, like that, but, you know, I could put a lot more cravats and asterisks in here, but, you know, I'm just speaking from the cuff right now, and, you know, I'll just say this publicly, just to put it on record. I've heard it through the grapevine that, you know, guys in Proud Boys, for me speaking out, I had like a whole like article written when I got out. Or I'll be clear about it. You know, I got booted for some stuff. You know, for actually trying to like keep a relative level of peace between DSA Orange County and Proud Boys versus like. There had been an argument and a fight, like, up in L.A. between DSA people and Proud Boy people, like, I think a month prior. This is, like, June of 2018 time frame, I think it was, or right around there. There had been, like, a fight at a bar or something and some scuffle or something. And I'm like, can we not do this, guys? Can we just, like, if we're going to, like, have opposing politics, can we just get above the high school, like, brawling stage? Can we not do this, you know? Let's kind of establish like some measure of trust of like how we'll conduct ourselves. Because I was a junior leader in my OC chapter at the time, my old OC chapter at the time, and I was like, "Can we not do this?" But that rubbed the chapter pres the wrong way, and you know, and I had like other issues and other stuff too, and we have other dramas. But I'm not gonna try and drag the dude right now. It's just like, I get it. Being a leader is tough as crap, and obviously, you know, everyone has to make their own decisions. I understand. Everyone's a big boy out here. We all got to figure out our lives, but, you know, there's so much more I could say in this rant, but I want to keep it somewhat, somewhat tidy on time. You know, I stand by what I said in my last video that I put out last month, on YouTube, where I basically just said, peeps that are still in the Proud Boys or affiliated need to really rethink their affiliations and basically reform the organization so that like there's a lot less of a tendency for guys to fall into like extreme right-wing extremism, to start giving a pass to their dudes and then to actually become or to have their own tendencies and biases like inflated, say, against like Muslims or trans people or what have you, because like most of the guys I met like didn't have the biggest problem with those with like Latino people or Black people, but it was mostly like if they had a problem, it would be something with like they didn't understand how Muslims work in the sense of how moderate Muslims work within like the more extreme sects, and yeah, the whole like trans people and the non-binary gender thing really confused a lot of dudes, and I understand the confusion. Small minority groups, easy to be misinformed, but I think a lot of guys just don't know this stuff. I think they have good hearts, and you know, I would really hope that they can, you know, if they want to have a chapter that's somewhat, or if they want to make their own splinter organization that's based around some of the original Proud Boy tenets and principles, you know, I can understand that. I can see why, but you know, I'm not even sure if the name is salvageable, honestly, after this dumbass shit for so many, like, stupid gang stompings and guys involved with doxing lefties they didn't like and all kind of dumb crap. It's just, I mean, the name is so tainted at this point. Like, I'm not even sure if it has any political utility anymore, honestly. If it's even worth trying to resurrect it, you know. I mean, it'd have to take some major reform, like, and, like, actual, like, support from people that, you know, that are right-wing to hold the group to account, you know, instead of, like, Ted Cruz, like, going on, like, hanging out with Gavin or some dumb shit, but, or, like, Tucker or something. By that, I mean, like, Tucker from Fox News, but, you know. Anyway, I just wish the best for dudes out here, you know. I mean, I've heard the rumor that, like, if I release that article, I remember I mentioned a few minutes ago that if I release that article detailing the pluses and minuses that I saw from my time in Proud Boys, By the fact that I even had any minuses, they would basically like let me get stomped out by like Antifa or something if we came down to a protest. Or if Proud Boys saw me at a protest getting stomped out or stabbed or bludgeoned or whatever the fuck, you know, they're basically, the standing order would be to let me get like fucked up. And it's like, it's a really shitty pressure tactic, frankly. And it's like, bro, if that's what you need to do to like, and I remember like when I was in like, if a guy got kicked out for whatever reason, or like he didn't show up to enough meetings, they'd be like, oh, you gotta be silent about this dude. You can't even talk to him. And I'm like, the fuck do? Like, what the fuck did this guy do? What, did he do something really sketchy? Like, what the fuck? I would get nothing. Oh, just is the rule. It's kind of like insular bullshit, you know? This kind of like silencing tactic is crappy as fuck. And it's, you know what? Fuck it, man. It's shitty behavior, dude. I mean, you know, it's on me, frankly. It's on me. I take responsibility for my own dumbass decision to, like, hold up on that article. And, well, obviously, I didn't want to, it's not obvious. Someone will say I did this anyway, but basically, I'm doing it now anyway. But I didn't want to release it, not only just because of that, because I just didn't want to, like, alienate people and, you know, make it seem like I was doing this shit just for clout, for internet clout, you know. But the fact that dudes are still out here in leadership positions in the organization, not criticizing guys like, you know, Cernovich or fucking Gavin or whoever the fuck, or all these idiots out here doing these, like, you know, beating on people, like, way out of hand and everything. And it's just like, yeah, we'll stand up for a fight, you know, and if fuck around and find out happens, you know, because someone swings at you or whatever, fine, defend yourself. I never fucking oppose that, but, like, I just wish things were better, you know? I just wish dudes had made better decisions in leadership positions, and I made better decisions. Anyway, I don't expect much from the far left as far as, like, them taking me seriously or that I'm, like, actually caring about their safety or anything. I'm assuming they'll think I'm grifting or some shit for the most part. Not all. I met some far left people that actually think that I'm serious when I criticize the right, you know, for dumbass behavior or ideology, which is nice. It's nice to people actually take you seriously when you say that, yeah, what I'm saying, I say it, you know, not just to virtue signal or some dumb shit. But I just hope folks listen. My DMs are open, you know, if you guys want to talk, if you're far left, far right, center, whatever the fuck, you know, if you actually give a shit about other people and you don't like, you know, excessive militancy, you don't like terrorism, you don't like crappy behavior, you know, if you want to do better and you want to help me do better, I would love to talk. So I'm just one dude trying, you know, and I'm hoping things get better. But at this point, it's been a year since I've been out, and there seems to be a lot of issues still with both Antifa and Proud Boys. It's, you know, and DSA for that matter, to a lesser extent than Proud Boys, because they at least keep their, like, bigotry issues to, like, a minimum, which is good. I mean, a lot of them were, like, praising the Tacoma shooter dude, which is pretty friggin' nuts, but, you know, Tacoma militant ICE attack guy, which I consider, like, a suicidal attack. There's no friggin' way you're bringing a rifle to a firebombing an ICE car and, like, not gonna get capped, so you're pretty much suicide running it. You're Naruto running, you know, into a suicide mission. GG, good job. You definitely owned the ICE, but anyway, I'm just hoping that dudes out here are doing better, and I hope the sane, smart people, not, you know, I don't even, words fail me sometimes. I hope things just get better. Anyway, I wanted to do this podcast on a more structured level, but this kind of just, consider this a rant, you know, just seeing people throw their lives away for avoidable, you know, unnecessary tactics and fights they didn't need to pick. It's sad. It makes me sad, you know. Anyway, sad post, serious post, whatever you want to call it. I'll just wrap it up for now. Thanks, y'all, for listening. This is Eric at Fighting of Words, signing out for now.